This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Moffat County Sheriff's Office has updated details on that vehicle pursuit on Highway 40 through Moffat County Wednesday. The Dodge Durango was first reported stolen out of Delta, where it had allegedly been involved in a robbery in the Mesa County area. Delta police put out an alert Tuesday evening. The vehicle was then spotted in Moffat County Wednesday, where officers tried to stop it. Sheriff's Office said the driver was a 17-year-old juvenile from Palisade. He lost control of the west side of Hayden and ended up in a ditch along Highway 40. That driver was booked on a $100,000 cash-only bond at the Moffat County Jail on multiple charges and a warrant. In the Moffat County Jail on other charges are 18-year-old Shayla Turner and 19-year-old Miracle Carter. One other person in the car was released. Four other juveniles were released to guardians. There's more on this story with pictures on our website. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says be aware that avalanches can be triggered where the snow's deepest and the slabs are thickest. This would be around Buffalo Pass and north through the Mount Zirkle Wilderness. Avoid steep wind-drifted slopes. Don't let powder fever in the backcountry cloud your judgment. Before you head out, check the latest forecast at colorado.gov/avalanche. Steamboat Ski Resort Corps signed a letter of intent with the Amble to provide property management services. The property of the base of Steamboat is set to open this summer. 42 residences there. The Broadway musical She Loves Me on stage tonight, Saturday and Sunday at Wild Horse Cinema. There's a QR code for tickets on our website and at wildhorsesteamboat.org. From the U.S. ski team, Jet Seymour of Steamboat Springs is competing in slalom this weekend in Switzerland. The U.S. freestyle team has Jalen Koff, Olivia Gaccio, and Landon Wendler competing moguls in Canada. A U.S. Grand Prix Olympic qualifier for the U.S. free ski team is in Aspen Snowmass with Riley Jacobs. She's from Oak Creek and Cale McCarthy there. U.S. Nordic Combined is in Estonia. Steamboat's represented with Alexa Brabeck, Annika Malasinski, Nicholas Malasinski, and Eric Lynch. The U.S. snowboard team is in Aspen for another Olympic qualifier. Maddie Shafrick is in the halfpipe finals. The Steamboat Sailors hockey team has a home game at 5:30 tonight against Summit's House and Ice Arena. We'll have live coverage on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM and on the Steamboat Radio YouTube channel, accessible through our website. Then the Sailors have an away hockey game Saturday at 6 in Glenwood Springs. The Sailors boys basketball team has a noon away game Saturday against Resurrection Christian. The girls host Golden at 3 tomorrow. The Steamboat Sailors Nordic ski team competes against Vail Mountain and Minturn Saturday morning. Moffat County boys and girls, the Hayden Tigers, and the girls and boys teams from Soraka wrestling teams, they're all in Vernal, Utah this weekend for the Uinta Tournament of Champions. The Moffat County girls basketball team hosts Basalt at 5:30 tonight. The Bulldog boys are also at home with varsity playing Basalt at 7. The Hayden Tigers boys and girls basketball teams host Rangeley tonight starting at 4. Then the Tigers are on the road Saturday at Plateau Valley. The Soraka basketball teams are at Rangeley on Saturday. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.